destination.
Ring it up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Don't let that team stand in the way.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh, grand record for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3.
This is the Buckeye Show.
Presented by Schottenstein Roofing. For top quality and a price match guarantee, visit schottensteinroofing.com.
I almost made the rookie mistake and jumped the sponsor tag, but I didn't do it. I caught myself.
That's called being a pro. Being a vet.
I think it's called lucky, but...
You was about to...
We'll just pull those words right back real fast. Good evening, everyone. Welcome into a week-ending edition of the Buckeye Show. In again for Timmy Hall, I am Ryan Baker. Across from me, you heard his voice there, one Tyvis pal. And on the other side, you heard him on the update, Bodie Wells, hanging out with us. Glad that you were here tonight, Tyvis. I've got a bone to pick with you already, and this just happened a minute ago.
What? This is a first. Nobody ever actually has a bone.
Well, I have a bone to pick with you.
Well, speak
because you said my Reds cannot beat the Orioles tonight.
They're not going to win tonight. Not tonight. Not tonight.
They can win tonight.
Anybody can win.
Hunter Green is on the mound. Firing 100-mile-an-hour fastballs tonight at the Orioles.
Okay, that's you got something down on that?
I might have a single game something in there, but
okay, that's okay. You know what? I'm rooting for y'all.
I hope that y'all do. I would not say that about your Guardians.
Oh, I mean, we're playing the Angels. Mike Trout's out. Tanner Bibee's on the mound.
Tanner Bibee has been good. Well, the only Indians or Guardians pitcher that's really been good this year.
And it's unbelievable because, and this is funny that we're talking about this, because historically, the past few years, it's literally been the opposite. The pitching has been outstanding, but the hitting has been terrible. Now it's the hitting is unbelievable, but the pitching is up and down. I won't call it terrible. It's up and down. We gotta figure that out.
Bullpen has been good for the Guardians.
Bullpen is getting worn out.
Yeah, a little bit.
But Class A is amazing.
He's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Two of the best closers in all of baseball reside in the state of Ohio, and I like that for both of us. So the Reds, they're actually supposed to get underway here in about 5 minutes, but it looks like that has been delayed because of some weather down in Cincinnati. So maybe a little delay here to see if my Reds can pull it off against the Orioles, even though you have no faith.
It's going
to
ice the Orioles out. That's Timmy Hall's Orioles.
Mm-hmm. Timmy Hall on the golf course today out on the left coast.
Yeah.
He was so excited about the Buckeye basketball news that he couldn't help himself. He's on the golf course in California, and he's tweeting about Ohio State basketball. And in case you haven't heard the news, Ohio State got a big addition out of the transfer portal today when Sean Stewart was going to be a sophomore forward. He played his freshman year at Duke. He has committed to Jake Diebler and the Buckeyes. 6'9", Tyvis, 230 pounds, very athletic. He broke a Duke record. Zion Williamson had the record at Duke of the biggest standing vertical jump. It was 35 inches of Duke players ever. Sean Stewart beat it last year as a freshman with a 36-inch vertical jump. This guy is a big. He's athletic. He was a five-star in the 2023 class. He was a McDonald's All-American. The potential with Sean Stewart is through the roof.
So you're saying that I need to get the popcorn ready because I can see Bruce coming down or Michi driving the lane and then oopsie daisy, throw up the oop and boom.
What was one of the things we heard people complaining about when Felix Akpara left? There was a couple things.
It wasn't an offensive guy.
No, but one was the defense. How are we going to replace that defense? Sean Stewart, whether he's as good blocking shots as Akpara is or not, that's debatable, but he's a guy that can guard just about every position on the floor. He's so athletic, and he's so big, and he's so strong. His dad even said there might be a learning curve with him still on the offensive end of the floor, but he said defensively he can come in and contribute right now.
But I mean, that's, you need that. You need guys, because obviously this is going to be one of those situations where teams love to try to find a mismatch. And if you got a guy who can check guards, forwards, and bigs, like, that's, you don't, if they switch, okay, that's fine. Like, we're still good to go. There's no panic there. So that's nice from that ability for sure. And if he jumps out the gym, like you say, he could contribute offensively for sure.
And that was the other thing, is people were like, oh man, we love that at the end of the year, those lobs to Felix. How are we going to replace that? Well, you just replaced it.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think anybody, you know what I love about this signing even more? I had a hard time. A lot of people thought we would get this, but I had a hard time envisioning Felix and Aaron Bradshaw on the court at the same time.
I did too.
Not with this.
The Twin Towers.
Because Sean Stewart can be a perfect four. He's like a prototypical NBA four.
Whoa. What is his shooting percentage?
It's not there yet.
All right.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
And see,
that's a big part. What do you mean? That's, if you want to run two bigs, one of the bigs have to have the ability to space out and shoot.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. So he shot 55% from the floor last year. He did not attempt one three-pointer, but he also, at Duke, with that loaded roster Duke had, he only played 8 minutes a game last year.
Okay.
So with more time, maybe we'll see that part of his game develop even more. Remember, this kid's just a sophomore. He has 3 years of eligibility left. So
how many kids utilize their entire eligibility?
I get that. I understand. But,
okay,
you know, he's got time to grow here. Even if you only get 2 years of him from Ohio State, that standpoint, he could still become a totally different player from what he was last year at Duke.
To be honest with you, if he does develop an outside shot and he is really good defensively and he jumps out the gym, we won't be seeing him very long. We'll say that.
So a lot of people weren't excited about Sean Stewart when they were talking about him because of the numbers last year. He averaged 2.6 points a game. He averaged 3.2 rebounds. But again, he only saw 8.3 minutes a game last night, because we know that Duke team made it to the Elite Eight. They were loaded. Kyle Filipowski. They had a bunch of guys that are off to the NBA. Our friends over at 11 Warriors, they extrapolated those numbers out to if they were 40 minutes. So per 40 minutes, he would average 12.7 points and 15.3 rebounds a game. I think people would take that. They were like, oh, Felix, he had 6.5 rebounds a game. If this guy gets Felix minutes, he's going to be pushing double figures possibly for rebounds a game.
You were the biggest one that said that when Felix left, you weren't blinking an eye, because you was like, oh, off of his production, yes, his blocks was good, but outside of that, he was just okay. And now that's why you're comfortable with Aaron and Sean coming in there, because you're like, oh, we could get that same production. Maybe defensively it might be a challenge, but like I said, Aaron, you're 7-1. Like, you're going, just you being 7-1 and putting your hands up is going to alter shots.
And what I like about Aaron Bradshaw and Sean Stewart, both, Felix Okparo didn't have a lot of meat on his bones.
No, he
wasn't
didn't.
Super strong in the paint. He was great at getting up, getting vertical. He was great at blocking shots. Both of these guys have some size to them, so I don't think they're guys that are going to get pushed around at all.
Well, I just like to say that it's been great to see Ohio State's athletics, football and basketball, pretty much going all in on trying to make this program better. You know, we saw football and what they did, and now you're seeing basketball take that same approach, to where, you know, they're going out and, you know, through collectives, they're doing, the foundation's doing a great job of getting and grooming up that basketball program and helping out with the NIL deals there and getting some of these guys on campus. So it's nice to see that basketball and football really matters, and they want to see them a premier program in their sport.
I feel like this team, however you break it down, a lot of people have been saying a starting five now of Bradshaw, Stewart, Micah Parrish, Bruce, and Michi. Mm-hmm. Then you would have Evan Mahaffey, Devin Royal, the freshman, you know, coming off the bench, those guys. And they still have one spot available. We'll talk about that here in a moment. They're starting to get excited about this team and the potential. I think this is a team right now, and there's still questions about shooting the basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I think this team is a team right now that is probably a top 25 team, maybe towards the end of the top 25, but I think they're a top 25 team. Are they a team that can challenge for the Big Ten championship? I don't know about that yet, but I think they're right there in that top five, the edge of the top five for the Big Ten, at least right now.
I think that they even, you know, I think that the thing about the Buckeyes is that even though their season hasn't been great, they always do compete really well against the top teams in the Big Ten. I mean, they beat Purdue, you know, last year, you know, they went toe to toe with Purdue in the Big Ten championship. You know, and that was impressive there. And they didn't even have everything together. You know, everything was kind of falling apart. But when they put it together, this team is good enough to compete with anybody. And I think that that's going to be the challenge. Now that you're going out and getting all these nice pieces, Jake Deber has to do a great job of figuring out how these guys work together, what pieces go with what. And if they can figure that out rather sooner than later, then they won't have to be looking at the late season push to make the tournaments and stuff like that. I think they can be a team that could really do well and do some really good things in the Big Ten and potentially win the Big Ten championship. Like I say, even on a down year, they was very impressive and almost got to the Big Ten championship game. If they can do that with a down year, if they can put it together with all the talent that they have now, why couldn't they win the Big Ten?
Exactly. So Ohio State has one roster spot left now.
Tyvis Powell.
You and I were talking about this. We would like to see them go get a shooter. It kind of sounds
you don't want Bronny James?
No, never wanted Bronny James. But it kind of sounds like they're going to go the route of another big. It kind of sounds like they have enough faith in their wing and their guard players. A couple guys that they have been known to have reached out to here are 6'10", Bellarmine, senior forward Langdon Hatton. He scored 10.1 points a game last year and 7.1 rebounds. He shot 50.9% from the field, 33% from three. Another player is 7-foot sophomore Noah Boyd. He's a junior college prospect that had committed to Baylor but decommitted last Friday. In junior college last year, he averaged 12.6 points a game, 6.2 rebounds, and one block of a game. Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Creighton are other teams that are in on him. Then if they don't totally go the big route, they could get another 3-4 type player.
Okay.
Elijah Saunders of San Diego State. He's a junior forward, 6'8". He's another guy that could possibly be coming, you know, maybe joining his teammate Micah Parrish there.
And was his numbers? Do you have those?
I don't have any numbers on him now.
I like the size. I do like, you know, when you go big, because you got two small guards. So you got to make up for it with the 3, 4, and 5 because you don't want to be totally small and have to depend on one big man. You know, you want everybody to be able to contribute, alter shots by their length, and be able to box out and get rebounds. So I'm not opposed to going with much bigger lineups with 3, 4s, and 5, 6'8", 6'9", and stuff like that. They just got to be able to shoot. Like, that's the only thing. I think that you'll have an aggressive Bruce will have to take the next step of his game and be more of a big time scorer in those closing minutes. Michi, we already know that he's going to go for his. But I think that whoever that third spot is that they decide to go out and get, if it is a small four, it has to be the shooting. That's literally the only thing that I feel like this team is missing. Now, the guy, because Jamison Battle was perfect for it last year. At big moments, he made the threes that you need, and it changed games. I don't know if we have that guy on the roster currently, and that kind of scares me a little bit because this is a shooting game. Nowadays.
You do know we don't have that guy on the roster currently.
No, because Michael Parrish could be a shooter. Could be a great shooter.
Maybe. He's a career 32% three-point shooter, so we will see. Last year was a down year for him, though. He had averaged 35 his first 3 years, 29% last year. We will talk more with Steve Hellwagon of Bucknuts coming up at the bottom of the hour about this Ohio State basketball team and this edition of Sean Stewart. The guys over at 11 Warriors broke down the Ohio State football roster now that the transfer portal has closed. Tyvis and I, we're going to go through that next and let you know what we see and where they might need to make additions possibly. It's the Buckeye Show, 97.1 The Fan.
We know everything about you. We know you love the Buckeyes. We know you love the Jackets. We know you're wearing a red shirt. I just freaked the hell out of someone. Man.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mock Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mock Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family-made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Fair banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Bishop and Friends.
You're telling me Izzo's really listening to the Jackson 5?
He's wearing headphones into the arena. Oh, baby, give me one more chance.
Bishop and Friends.
Sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Block O on the radio. This is the Buckeye Show.
Welcome back in, Friday edition of the Buckeye Show. Hope everybody's cruising into the weekend. Ryan Baker in for Timmy Hall. Tyvis Powell to my right. One Bodie Wells on the other side of the glass working hard. Tyvis, it's pretty amazing to me with all the talent that this Ohio State roster for football this coming season has on it. Mm-hmm. That the Buckeyes only lost six players to the transfer portal here in this spring window. And out of those six players, I don't think any of those, except for maybe Dallin Hayden, was going to make a difference on the field this year.
Yeah, I mean, it speaks to that brotherhood that they talk about. And like, when I was thinking about it, you know, some of the guys that stay, it's like they're on that fence. It's like some of them can probably in the two deep, in the rotation, a lot of the guys that you thought would maybe leave. I think that plays a part of it. Like, you're only one injury away. One injury, boom, you probably in there. So that plays a part in it. Two, this has been, you've been here and you've grown relationships with these guys and these coaches. It's like, it's not easy to always just walk away. Like, because it's like, I'm leaving my brother, my teammate, the guy that I learned, that I've grew to love. And then you look at it like from a an experience to where this roster is so loaded and his team is so talented and there's so many expectations that if you walk away, like, you might be potentially walking away from a national championship. Like, that, where can you say that at? And I think on top of that, now that the season is longer with more, with another game or another couple of games added, like I say, your possibility of playing in those games goes up. So I think that even if you wanted to test it, a lot of people would think to themselves, like, maybe I won't get the experience or the playing time that I think. Maybe I ain't as good as I thought I was. Maybe if I leave Ohio State, I don't really want to go to Kent State or something like that. I want to go to another Power Four school. So maybe they weren't getting the offers, or they didn't hear that they would get the offers that they thought they would have. So they said, you know what, let me just run it back here, develop myself some more, and then we'll revisit it, you know, after the season and see where things lie.
So the Ohio State roster currently sits at 80 scholarship players. You can have 85. Now, the transfer portal window has closed. That means no one can enter it right now. But there are still players in the portal that Ohio State could possibly add. Now, it's been reported that Ohio State has been in contact with Michigan State defensive tackle Derek Harmon, also Michigan State safety Jaden Mangum, Sacramento State safety Cameron Broussard, and Texas A&M safety Jacoby Matthews. Ohio State has also been looking for offensive linemen, but in the portal, there's not really offensive linemen worthy of Ohio State, you know, at that caliber.
Because they wouldn't be in the portal if they were.
And I don't think Ohio State is just looking for depth pieces on the offensive line. They're either looking for a guy that can come in and start at that right guard position, or a guy that can battle Luke Montgomery and Tegra Shibola as that utility offensive lineman. So let's go ahead and look at the roster on the offensive side of the ball. We'll do the defensive side in the second hour. The offensive side of the ball, quarterbacks, five of them. Will Howard, Devin Brown, Lincoln Keenholz, Julian Sayin, Aaron Nolan. The question now is, we know what we have with Will Howard in the fact that he's played in a Big 12 championship game. He's been all Big 12 second team. You know what you've got there. The only question is, can one of these other guys, these younger guys, step up and beat him and take this team to the next level?
Well, I think that's interesting that you put it that way, because when you look at it, like, yeah, Will Howard is the only one with experience. He's the only one that's played a season. He's the only one that's played in big games. Devin Brown had the opportunity to do the Cotton Bowl, but he got hurt, so obviously we haven't seen him. Then we got to see him in spurts over the season and stuff like that, so he would be second with experience. But how will he handle the full season? The rest of them, you don't know. You know, Lincoln, obviously he got to play in the Cotton Bowl, but it was kind of skewed because the offensive line wasn't really protecting him well, and it just wasn't a good performance. And then you got two freshmen that just was in high school last year. So, Will, when you look at that position, obviously everybody says Will Howard is favored to win, and if he does win, they'll be fine. I think he can run the ball, he can throw the ball, they'll be fine in that position. But if they had a season to where we won it all, I'm confident at all that they can get production out of all five of the quarterbacks.
At the running back spot, you've only got four guys on scholarship: Travion Henderson, Quinshon Judkins. Of course, no question about those two. They're two of the best running backs in the country. Then you've got two freshmen, James Peoples, Sam Williams-Dixon. Now, they both looked good in the spring, but again, they're still freshmen. Then you also have T.C. Caffey, who was not on scholarship. He's a walk-on player. He's been here for a while. They raved about the spring he had, too. To me, this is an area where if I could add someone, a depth piece, I think I would, just because you have two freshmen there.
I don't think that's something to fret about. It's been freshmen that's come in and been very productive. I think that really comes down to your offensive line. Your offensive line is doing well, opening gaps. I think these freshmen are good enough to get there. I mean, we've heard that James Peoples been good, and even Sam Williams-Dixon had a good spring as well. So I'm confident in those. I think that position solely remains or relies on Travion Henderson's health, because as you know, over this past couple of seasons, he's always gotten hurt. And if they can continue to go 1-2 with Quinshon and Travion, that's taking hits off of each other, and they both can be productive. Whoever's in there can still get it done. if one of them goes down, now we are relying on a freshman to come in there, which doesn't matter because Quinshon or Travion will take the majority of those reps, so we'll be fine. But it'll give the opportunity of a younger guy who I think a lot of people think highly of, James People and Sam. I think they can still get in there and get it done. But like I say, it ultimately comes down to the offensive line.
I'm going to group the wide receivers and the tight ends here together for one reason. They've got 8 scholarship wide receivers: Emeka, Jaden Ballard, Kojo Antwi, Brandon Ennis, Carnell Tate, Bryson Rogers, Jeremiah Smith, Mylon Graham. No worries there. You've also got David Adolph, who we know as a walk-on, got some time last year, played a lot on special teams, and then we saw Brennan Schramm get a receiving touchdown in the spring game. The tight ends, you've got 6: G. Scott, Will Kaczmarek, Bennett Christian, Jelani Thurman, Max LeBlanc, and then Damarian Witten. The receivers of 8, I think you'd like to have more than that, but I actually think it's 9 because, you know, I'm big on Damarian Witten. Yeah. He's not here yet. Mm-hmm. He's obviously finishing up high school up at Cleveland Glenville. Mm-hmm. There's no way to me he's a tight end this year. He'll be in that receiver room this year.
Is he slim?
He's 6'4", 215. He's a big dude.
But he's slim. 215 is slim.
But I think he's a receiver. I think he's good enough. Like, I love this guy.
He's a flex tight end. If he's going to play tight end, it would be more flex until he get that body by Marotti, until Coach make him bulk him up a little bit. I think he'd be better off as a flex tight end, meaning that he's removed from the line of scrimmage in a wide receiver stance. Mm-hmm. But that would just tell you it's an obvious passing down.
And then on the offensive line, you've got 16 scholarship guys. Of course, 4 or 5 of those are freshmen. Mm-hmm. But again, on the offensive line, I don't think you bring anyone in here unless they're going to challenge for a starting spot.
Well, what spot to you is available?
The right guard is the position that seems to be the one.
I still think it's either going to be Carson or Seth. I think whoever don't win play center is probably going to play right guard.
I don't think you're bringing in anything there. So to me, on the offensive side of the ball, the only position I may bring someone in at would be running back, just for a depth piece. That's to me.
I mean, that's fine. I think that they're pretty good all over. I don't think they really need to be looking to add anybody. I think that if it is James or Sam, I think they can still get you through a season.
We'll break down the defense coming up in the second hour. We'll get back to the hoops talks next. Steve Hellwagon of Bucknuts and 24/7 Sports will join us. That's next on the Buckeye Show, 97.1 The Fan.
If you're starting your day any other way, you're doing it wrong. Morning Juice with Bobby and Beamer.
Weekdays starting at 6.
The Fan.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at upstart.com today. That's upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit coda.com/transit app to learn more.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The show where we pay people extra to host with Timmy Hall. This is the Buckeye Show.
Welcome back in. Buckeye Show, Ryan Baker in for Timmy Hall, joined by Tyvis Powell. And now we're going to head out on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline and bring in our friend from Bucknuts and 24/7 Sports, Steve Hellwagon. Talk a little OSU hoops. Steve, thanks a lot for joining us. Big addition for Ohio State today as they pick up Sean Stewart, the transfer from Duke, out of the transfer portal. What does Sean Stewart bring to Jake Diebler's basketball team?
Well, I think he helps solidify some things there in the paint. I mean, they brought in Aaron Bradshaw, the McDonald's All-American from Kentucky, and it wasn't long after that happened that Felix Okpara, you know, he'd been the starter there this past year. You know, his nose got kind of bent out of shape, and he entered the transfer portal, and that created a need suddenly that Ohio State needed another big man. And they scoured and they worked and, you know, they had several guys come through on visits and different things. And, you know, ultimately they found a good fit with Sean Stewart, 6'9", 227-pound forward from Duke. This is a guy who was ranked number 22 overall in the country a year ago from Montverde Academy, you know, where they play all the high-powered high school games, you know, the borderline college games that those prep schools play. He was part of that culture, you know, up until last year. He went to Duke, and obviously at Duke they had a guy by the name of Kyle Filipowski, who was a really good player. And then Mark Mitchell, who was a veteran, and Ryan Kelly, who was a veteran. So he didn't get many minutes, only about 8 minutes a game. Didn't get a chance to make his mark there, and he was part of a mass exodus at Duke after the season ended. John Shire, you know, his roster basically emptied out on him, and kind of like Kentucky, these two blue blood programs are trying to reload here at the 11th hour, trying to scour the portal for anything they can get to put a roster together. But to me, Stewart is a guy that comes in, can play at power forward. He could play at center. I don't think you can pigeonhole him into one thing that he does or doesn't do. He's very athletic. They said he set a vertical leap record at the Duke basketball program, breaking a record set by Zion Williamson. So that's pretty good. But kind of a raw player, but I think given time and the opportunity to play at Ohio State, he's a guy that's going to do a lot of good things, I think, for the Buckeyes.
Steve, when you look at this Ohio State basketball team, they've been able to get some pretty good players out of the portal. What makes Ohio State attractive to these portal kids?
Well, I think that there's a lot to it. First of all, they play in big-time games against big-time opponents. I mean, you know, you go back, they play – you know, North Carolina, Kentucky, UCLA in that CBS game every year. They're going to open the season on national TV against Texas. They're on Fox quite a bit. Every game that Ohio State plays is either on Fox or FS1 or Big Ten Network. I mean, and now they've added a few streaming games as well. But, you know, anybody in the country can see them play. So if you've got family, friends who want to see you play, you come to a place like Ohio State because every game is on national TV pretty much, or it's streaming, which anybody, you know, that plunks down the $6 or whatever it is can get those games too. So first of all, it's exposure. Secondly, you look at what, you know, kids who know where to go, and Malachi Branham and Bryce Sensabaugh coming to Ohio State and going one and done to the NBA in the first round. I think that's impressed some people as well. So there's a lot of good things going on at Ohio State. Even if the wins haven't been there, people see the style of play. And really, the surge that they made at the end of the season, there's excitement surrounding, there's buzz surrounding Ohio State basketball. So I think that's what people want to be a part of.
Talking with Steve Hellwagon of Bucknuts and 24/7 Sports on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Steve, Ohio State still has one more roster spot open. They could use another big. They could use someone that could knock down the three. Where do you think they go next to fill that?
Well, you know, it is kind of weird to say this in this transient transfer portal era where guys are coming and going. But you really got to find somebody who's a good cultural fit, because you've got a roster right now. Gary Parrish from CBS has Ohio State number 15 in the country going into the season. Now, obviously, some of that's due, as we touched on, Kentucky and Duke are completely off the map right now because they don't have any players. So once they've assembled their rosters, maybe things will be shaken up a little bit and things will change. But as of now, Ohio State is viewed as a team that could make some noise and get back the NCAA tournament next year. So you don't want to put somebody in there who doesn't fit the culture. So they're going to look for, I think, probably just the best player available who fits the culture. I think a three-point shooter would be advantageous for them. I don't know that there's anybody on this roster who is somebody that would scare opponents as a three-point shooter like Jameson Battle did this past year. I think that's maybe something that's missing, but at every position, they seem to be pretty well set. Maybe a backup big man, as you said. I guess I just default back to get the best player and the best person you can get to round this thing out, and get it together and spend the summer putting a team together.
Steve, when you look at the decision that Ohio State made to keep Jake Diebler instead of, you know, going to get maybe a Dusty May or something like that, do you think that that was the right decision?
Well, Tyus, you know, this has been debated quite a bit. And I think, you know, people were really hot on Jake Diebler when he's beaten Purdue and he goes on the road and he beats Michigan State. I mean, the coaches that you lined up that he beat during that stretch have combined for like 2,000 wins or something stupid, you know? And I mean, Painter and Izzo are most certainly going to be in the Hall of Fame, and then whoever else. But, I look at it, and obviously he caught lightning in a bottle for about 6 weeks, and he had everybody excited again about Ohio State basketball. Did they make a knee-jerk reaction and give him the job despite falling short of the NCAA tournament? You could say that they did. I mean, and you know, that's fine. But he's a young guy, late 30s, and he's bringing energy and passion to this job and this university. And he's assembled a good staff of coaches around him. And to me, everything seems to be going the right direction. Two McDonald's All-Americans, Meechie Johnson, who went away for 2 years and proved himself at South Carolina. Plus, they're getting his cousin, Marcus Johnson, 2026, mark that name down. He's one of the top guards in the country in the current, I guess, what year would that be? Sophomore class, going to be juniors this coming year. So, and he's committed to the Buckeyes. Won't come till 2026. But so, yeah, on all these counts, I just look at it and I say, could they have gotten Dusty May? Could this have been a different story? Because he's done a nice bang-up job at Michigan assembling a roster. Could that have been Ohio State? Could have been. But, you know, they opted to stay with the known quantity with Jake Diebler, and I think so far so good on that.
Marcus Johnson, definitely a good get. His dad, Sonny, a former Mr. Ohio basketball as well. Steve, we'll get you out of here on this one. And almost took me aback there for a second when you talked about the one preseason top 25 that had Ohio State 15. I guess I just didn't expect anybody to have them that high. Right now, in your opinion, is this a team that can challenge for a Big Ten championship next year?
Well, that's a great question. And again, until all these rosters get settled, you know, who comes out of the transfer portal with a winner, you know, with whatever. I'll tell you this. Guy that no one is talking about out of this portal is Micah Parrish, San Diego State wing. He was injured this past season playing for San Diego State and didn't shoot like he's capable of shooting. He was like a 38% three-point shooter prior to that, and they tell me he's a dog. He's a guy that will come in and fight you for rebounds, fight you defensively, and that's what this program has lacked, is that type A personality who is going to be a leader and draw the line and say, you know, this is not acceptable. We're going to play better defensively. We're going to rebound. We're going to, you know, do what we have to do to win games. And they haven't marked that line in the sand here for a long time. So I'm excited to hear that this is a guy, you know, this is a guy who played in the Final Four and the Sweet 16 the last 2 years at San Diego State. So don't sleep on him. He's a guy I think that can really help this program move up. And yes, I don't know that they're going to win the Big Ten this coming year. I would say that there's a good chance they could finish in the top four or five if everything comes together the way Diebler's kind of orchestrating it right now.
Definitely.
Need some young guys to step up. This kid Stewart, obviously. Bradshaw, obviously. Completely untested the first year for those two guys. They got to play up to what they were thought of to be in high school.
And then, of course, the two young guys coming in already as freshmen, Junie Mobley and Colin White. Steve, thanks so much for spending part of your Friday with us. Really appreciate it. Love what you said about Micah Parrish there. It makes me feel better about that one.
Yep, there you go. Have a great weekend, guys. Take care.
Steve Hellwagon joining us on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. You can check out his stuff over at Bucknuts and 24/7 Sports. On Fridays, we like to rank things. It's the Power 5 coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show, 97.1 The Fan.
The sound of Paul Keel's calling a Buckeye game is erotic.
Oh, yes.
Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Since 1897, the Byers Auto family of dealerships has been serving Central Ohio's transportation needs. When we first opened our doors, our vehicles were fueled by oats and hay, required saddles, not seatbelts, and had shoes instead of tires. Over 120 years later, Byers Auto is still family-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide the best selection, price, and service in Central Ohio. And it's all on one website, ByersAuto.com.
Come see why it's better to buy from Byers.
Byers Auto is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. We believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
With spring ball behind us, we're officially gearing up for the most anticipated football season ever. Excited? Nervous? Terrified to your very core? Think of us as your emotional safe space. Always your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan. Because there's nothing better to do on a Friday night, let's just rank 5 things. It's the Buckeye Show's Power 5.
Nothing like a good list to wrap up the week. I think we've got a couple good ones here for you on this Friday. Tyvus, you want to kick us off here?
Yes.
In the Power 5?
I will kick us off in the Power 5. I will talk about the top 5 places, fast food chains, to get a chicken sandwich. Because I've been eating chicken sandwiches lately. And I'm going to start off with number 5. Number 5 I just had yesterday. I was using Cardale's Tesla. And as you know, if you use a Tesla, you got to charge it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you charge, it's not like the gas station where you and then go.
Got to sit there for a few minutes.
Yeah. So, so in this case, it was a McDonald's right across the street. So I went to Mickey D's, mm-hmm, and I got the McCrispy chicken sandwich.
Okay.
So that comes in at number 5. I got the Cajun Bacon McCrispy sandwich.
Okay, so not just a regular McCrispy.
No.
Cajun bacon.
Yeah, it was delicious. But it comes in at number 5 on my list because it was a good sandwich.
Not that delicious to me. No, it wasn't on the list.
It wasn't to me better than the others. Now, number 4 is arguable with a lot of people. A lot of people argue this, but it's my list and this is how I personally feel. Number 4, the buffalo chicken sandwich from Arby's is unbelievably good.
I never had that.
I have never been a big Arby's guy.
Okay.
Like, one day my wife was like, let's get some Arby's. And I was like, sure. And I seen this buffalo chicken sandwich and man, it's finger licking good. I know that's KFC, but this is finger licking good.
Arby's has a good fish sandwich as well.
Yeah,
when
it does.
They have it.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, they have the meats is what they say.
All the meats.
Number 3, Wendy's. They have this, everybody likes their spicy chicken sandwich. I'm more of the Asiago chicken ranch sandwich. It's delicious. You got to get it fried. It's so good. I got it when I was in college. And I made Cardell go get it, and it was so good that he got it, called me up, and told me how good the sandwich was. So I
so
know
he ate your sandwich.
No, it wasn't my sandwich. Okay. He went to go get it because I had told him I was eating, and I was like, "This sandwich is really good. You should try it." And he got in his car, and he went to go get it, and he called me and was like, "Yeah, this sandwich is really good." So Asiago Chicken Ranch Sandwich, number two. Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich is really good. I just had that like a week ago. My wife doesn't like it with pickles. I feel like if you don't get it with the pickles, it defeats the purpose. So Popeye's number one is Chick-fil-A. It's just going to be Chick-fil-A. It's just undeniably good. Actually, I'm hungry just sitting here thinking about it. I'm a spicy deluxe guy. I know a lot of people are just regular spicy chicken sandwiches, but that spicy deluxe with that Chick-fil-A sauce on it, Baker. Whew, man, hurt me.
So this is obviously your list there, and I haven't thought about chicken sandwiches, but the top two in mine, and I don't know how I'd rank them, the Wendy's spicy chicken, I enjoy that. Mm-hmm. And then the spicy chicken biscuit. From Chick-fil-A and the breakfast. That's
don't care what nobody say. That spicy chicken biscuit from Chick-fil-A is the best breakfast thing you can ever get. I don't care. Like over the McGriddle, McDuck, all of that. It is 10 times better than all of that. With the strawberry jelly. Oh my God.
I don't think I could argue with you.
Oh my goodness.
Now real quick, because you were talking about borrowing Cardell's Tesla.
Yeah.
Is that like if you borrow someone's car, you have to give it back with a full tank of gas? You have to give it back with a full charge?
No, I didn't give it back with a full charge because I took it to Cleveland when I did the show. And Ashland is like kind of the midway point. So obviously you had to use energy to get to him. So he got it back with like, if it's a 390 battery, he got it back with like 195.
Okay. I just didn't know what the...
But it charges him because it's not like when you plug it in, it's not like you pay for it. It goes off of whoever owns it account. So okay. He paid for it. $20.
Oh, so you borrowed the car and then he paid for the charge. So with all the Ohio State basketball news today with Sean Stewart coming in, it got me thinking about, you know, I didn't love this Ohio State basketball team last year.
Yeah, you told
me. And I'm starting to fall in love with this team a little bit. And it got me thinking about favorite Ohio State basketball players of all time. So I'm going to start off at number five. A lot of people don't like this guy because, unfortunately, he's the reason that we don't have the 99 Final Four banner anymore. But Boban Savović, I loved number 21, shooting those threes. He was the... you know, a key contributor to that 99 team off the bench. And then, you know, he ended up being a starter at Ohio State, averaged in that final year for him 12 points a game on that team. He was just a guy that was solid, did everything. Mm-hmm. Just really liked that guy. Number four on my list, Dennis Hobson.
Okay.
He was probably my first memories of Ohio State basketball were probably Dennis Hobson and Tony White and Jay Burson and those teams then, and Dennis Hobson, he was a stud at Ohio State, averaged 16.8 points a game for his career in his senior year, 29 points a game, played all 4 years because that's what they did back then. He was a consensus second team All-American, a Big Ten player of the year, a first team All-Big Ten, and all of those in 1987. Dennis Hobson was one of my favorites and one of my first memories of Ohio State basketball. Number three, another guy from that Ohio State 1999 Final Four team. He never got a lot of pub, wasn't the greatest player, but Jason Singleton, 6'6 wing, great defender, kind of did everything for that team. I was a big Jason Singleton fan. Only averaged 8.6 points a game in his career, but man, he was a glue guy on those teams. And if you remember, he was on those teams that went through some tough times before Michael Redd came in and Scoonie Pinn got here and they had that run in 1999. Number two, got his number retired up in the rafters over at the Shot, Evan Turner. I love DT. He was a guy that was so smooth. I like Evan Turner to Chris Olave. You know, just guys that were so smooth on the field and kind of did everything well. May not have been the best at any one thing, but were so smooth and just did everything. And then number one, it's my favorite sports team of all time, the 1999 early 90s Ohio State basketball, Jimmy Jackson. Another guy that's got his number retired in the rafters. Two-time consensus first-team All-American, two-time Big Ten Player of the Year, two-time first-team Big Ten Freshman of the Year, Parade All-American, two-time Mr. Ohio Basketball. Jimmy Jackson did everything. He made Ohio State basketball cool again, and we got the Jimmy Jackson Grays now, we call them, and that's the best Ohio State basketball uniform.
No. Greg Oden, Michael Redd,
Michael
Redd
was close. Clark Kellogg before my time, so.
Tyvis Powell.
He wasn't a basketball player.
I could have been.
Yeah, I've seen you out here on the Papa Shot. I don't think so. We're going to get back to the college football world. We're going to take a tour of the college football world with Bodie next. It's College Football Pulse, 97.1 The Fan.
The two most mature people working at the radio station.
And that's just because they wear pants.
The pervert and the skivvies.
Rothman and Ice.
Weekdays at noon. The Fan.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
It's no fun to get blindsided. That's why you need to know what's coming in Ohio Medicaid.
Championship quarterback Cardale Jones.
Recent changes in Ohio Medicaid could impact you. If your information isn't up to date, you can lose your health insurance. Call the Ohio Department of Medicaid so you don't have to scramble to stay insured.
Call 800-324-8680. A public health message from CareSource.
That's what I call forward progress.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Good evening, I'm Buddy Wells. In baseball, the Reds are back at home for the first of three against Baltimore this weekend. Tonight's game was supposed to start at 6:10, but they're currently in a weather delay. The Guardians are also back at home tonight as they host the Angels for the first of three this weekend. Tanner Bibee gets the start. First pitch is here shortly at 7:10. Two games in the NBA playoffs tonight. The Cavs are at the Magic. They're set to tip off shortly in Orlando. Then the Clippers are at the Mavs at 9:30. No Kawhi Leonard for LA tonight. Cleveland and Dallas are both ahead in the series 3-2. Also in the NBA today, the Lakers fired head coach Darvin Ham. LA went 90-74 in the past two seasons under Ham. Last year they lost in the conference finals, and this year they lost in the first round, losing to the Denver Nuggets both times. Pair of games in the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. The Canucks are at the Predators at 7. Vancouver leads that series 3-2. Then the Stars are at the Golden Knights at 10. Dallas is ahead in that series 3-2. Breaking sports news, when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
It's time for the College Football Pulse on the Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Carpenter Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric.
Need heating, cooling, plumbing, or electric?
Call a Carpenter.
You know, Tyvis, just when I think we might get a break from college football news, there's always more stuff that happens. Yeah. Every day I look, and when I'm doing the Buckeye Show, hosting, or in there producing where Bodie is, I'm like, what are we even going to have for the College Football Pulse today? Nope, it was easy to find stories today. Bodes, tell us all about it.
Guys, we will start down in Athens, Georgia, with the probably the best program in college football right now. I think that's fair to say. And Kirby Smart, he is now the highest paid head coach in the sport. He received a 10-year, $130 million contract extension. I don't know about you guys, but if the fan came to me and said, hey, Bodie, here's 10 years, $130 million, I'd sign that pretty quickly. He becomes the highest paid head coach in college football with the new deal and becomes the first head coach to make $13 million a year. It's hard to argue with the results, man. He's 94-16 in 8 years at his former school there. That's where Kirby Smart went to school, is at Georgia. They finished in the top seven of the final AP poll every year outside of his first season. They've made the college football playoff three times. All three of those years, they played for the national title. They won two of those, lost the other one, Alabama. They finished with the top three recruiting class every year under him, except once when they finished all the way down at number four. They're just on a ridiculous run since he's gotten there, and it's a lot of money, but it's hard to argue with what he's done.
And with Saban leaving Alabama, they've got to be the unquestioned number one in the sport right now. Tyvus, you should have got into coaching instead of broadcasting.
Must be nice is all I say when I hear 130. This man don't even have to take a snap. His body won't be on the line. None of that. $130 million. Must be nice. That's all I can say. He definitely earned it, though. Back-to-back national championships. Dominant performance so bad that he questions why we even have bowl because this program is so good. Listen, he deserves every penny of it. As long as they continue to dominate and recruit like they do, because that's what this is all about. It's about being able to get the top recruits coming in, having the top class and developing them. They got that dog mentality. You know, it's the South.
Literally.
Yeah, literally. They dominate in the SEC. You got to keep a guy around like that. I don't. Unless something changes, I don't see them going away for a long time.
If our guy Noah Ruggles, though, would have made that kick as the ball dropped on New Year's, you know, he'd have one less national championship.
Well, you know what they say about if.
Yeah. I don't know. But Georgia, yeah, I mean, this is in the world. I can't believe that we've ever gotten to a place where a coach is making $13 million
a year. Coordinators
are
making like $3 million bucks now. Yeah. It's just absurd.
I mean, Chip Kelly, $2.2 million a year, and Jim Knowles, $2.1.
Ryan Day is at $6 million now?
I think Ryan Day is up to $10 million now. Yeah. I think they did an extension. And
if he pulled back-to-back national natties, he could probably do the same thing.
Oh, he'll get 15.
Yeah.
Especially with the new AD, you know how he is. He might give him 20.
He'll give you $76 million not to coach.
Now that's a dream job right there. Like Coach O said, you can give me $20 million. Show me which door I'm walking out.
What door you want me out of?
Next up here, guys. Everybody says bowl season is dying. Well, not the executive director of bowl season. He says, how about more bowl games? That's what the Nick Carparelli believes could happen after the college football playoff expands from 4 to 12 teams this fall and potentially 14 just 2 years later in 2026. Here was his quote to 24/7 Sports this week. When I speak with head football coaches and athletic directors and conference commissioners, it's very encouraging. You know, I think it's more likely we add bowl games than subtract bowl games. There's currently 42 bowl games right now, and it sounds like we could have more on the way.
That's baloney. That is baloney. I mean, the only people that would really, so that means you don't have to be over 500 or 500.
They've been taking, 5 and 7 teams.
Yeah,
that's
the only way, but, I don't think... Who actually watches these bowl games? Do you actually watch?
I guess if you're ESPN, who seems to own most of the bowl games, and whoever else, CBS Sports, throw them on there. It's probably better than just whatever generic programming they would be airing at 2 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon in December.
But Bodie, if the teams is terrible, 5 and 7 or
four, I don't disagree.
Why would I want to watch that for?
No, but it's still better than SportsCenter at 2 o'clock or
no, it ain't.
Listen,
no, it's not.
They're drawing more numbers on that stuff than SportsCenter or whatever else. I couldn't tell you last time I flipped on ESPN in the midday.
I'd rather watch NBA highlights.
Listen, Tyvus, Duke's Mayo, Idaho Potatoes, and Cheez-Its are spending a lot of money for these bowl games.
You've been watching them?
No, I have not. You know what's funny, though, is bowl games used to mean something. Bowl games used to matter. Coaches got bonuses in their contracts for making it to bowl games. And now with the CFP, the bowl games have just pretty much gone away. Nobody cares about them. We talked about it yesterday. They're talking about contracts for these players saying they have to play in bowl games to get guys to go play in them. They don't want to get rid of this bowl system because they love the high dollar treatment that they get.
Oh,
they love
yeah.
going into these hotels and, you know, having these meetings and press conferences.
You'd go somewhere nice and warm most of the time for a week.
Giving the players a Rolex and
look,
headphones.
The bowl games, they mean a lot less than what they used to, obviously. But I also think they mean a lot more in a lot of other ways, too. And it's not really so much about like getting a win to end your season. Now it's almost more so kind of spinning it towards next year because, I mean, with all these opt-outs and whatnot, a lot of times the younger guys get to play.
That's the only good part. I think
But it is a really good thing for the younger players. They wipe out the red shirt four games. Like, even if you played four games, the bowl game doesn't count like for or against that. Or no, it doesn't count. Against that or for that, however you want to say it. It doesn't count. You can play the game, keep your red shirt.
And that's all great and all, but I think the reason that bowl games actually will get phased out even more is if these conferences, this is what made bowl games so good back in the day. You got to see good teams go against teams that is not in their division. So you got to see maybe an Alabama versus Ohio State. Like, you got to see that matchup. But if you get those type of premiere with these TV contracts, they need to demand that they get more in season of those games, then the bowl games won't really mean that much to other schools because it's like we got to see what we wanted to see in the regular season when it was meaningful, when everybody was playing. We wouldn't have to worry about opt-outs. But if players is going to keep opting out, it waters the game down. But I do agree with you that it's nice for a young guy to get those reps because it's on a big stage. It's against a pretty good opponent that they feel matches up with you really nicely. So from a development standpoint, I agree with you. But from a fan watching, I don't want to see
that. Yeah, I agree. But that's where if they expand, that's where coaches and teams could be in favor. Because it's like, hey, we'll take 2 more weeks worth of practice and give our guys game reps that they otherwise just cannot get.
And you guys talk about the game reps with the younger players. I talk to high school coaches all the time that make deep runs into playoffs. And they say that's so important. Not only for the game experience, but the practice experience that younger guys get. So when they're juniors, they've made 2 long runs in the playoffs. Their juniors have the experience of seniors. And I'm sure that the bowl practice, getting those reps in practice also helps.
Yes, and it does. But like it depends on how the player takes the practice. But like I say, now that with so many guys opting out or not playing, they're actually getting to play. Like and it's our fault. It's still Ohio. It's the Buckeyes of 2015 versus Notre Dame. It's our fault that the bowl system is what it is. If Jalen Smith never would have got hurt like he did, this would never have happened to bowl games. So after that, I feel like that's when you started seeing all the opt-outs. But I don't feel like it was different for me because the starters took the majority of those reps because we were planning to play in the game.
I don't think these bowl games are ever going to go away. What I worry about, though, is they're going to use these bowl games as an excuse to further expand the college football playoff. Okay. And we're going to have a college football playoff that has 32, 64, something like that.
Cut
teams.
And that would be so
cut
terrible.
It out.
Listen, that's what I'm scared of.
No, I agree with you.
I do not.
I mean, money talks, right?
Probably not 64, but I mean, they went to 12 and they're already planning on 14 and we haven't even played out the 12 teamer yet.
Which
I will say though,
that really bothers me.
Oh, I 100% agree. They could have stayed at 4 for all I care.
Like 13 and 14 is going to be like, oh, shoot, we should have been in.
We went 9-3 and didn't beat a ranked team, but we have got to get in there. I will say, going back to the bowl games, I mean, you could say it doesn't matter. And I know, like, when most of the time when people say it doesn't matter, we kind of are reflecting back to what it used to mean. But if Devin Brown lit up Missouri, I mean, I'm talking went out there 25 of 32 for, you know, 275 yards and 3 touchdowns. Will Howard wouldn't be here right now. Nope. You guys would agree with that probably, right?
Yes.
And so that's now, unfortunately, got hurt, and then Keenholz just it was an ugly game to watch for the Iowa State offense. But, you know, the games do matter. They just don't matter really from, like, a fan perspective, so to speak. You don't care about the wins and losses. It doesn't matter when Michigan State you know, knocks off Baylor because it's like, hey, the Big Ten, could they, you know, is that better for the Big 12 or whatever? No, like that stuff doesn't matter, but it just matters in a different way. It matters for the coaches, the younger players to get the reps.
And that's a great point, Bodes. You know, that Cotton Bowl kind of lit a fire under this Ohio State program and kind of changed and gave them the momentum that we've had here. It kind of changed their philosophy on NIL. We've got Chip Kelly here now. So you're right. It did matter in the fact that that was an embarrassing night for Ohio State, and it made Ryan Day and the program change some things that they're doing heading into next year. Speaking of that Ohio State football team, we will see in the fall. We went through the offense in the first hour of the show. We will go through the defense coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show, 97.1 The Fan.
We used to have a billboard with our host's face on it, but only ugly people work here now.
You mama say you ugly, hey!
The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through October 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Sometimes you just need a little time for you, or better yet, you and a pizza. Like a delicious Donato's Cauliflower Crust Pizza, a golden crispy crust loaded with your choice of toppings. Or get any Donato's signature pizza on cauliflower crust, like chicken spinach mozzarella. Create your perfect cauliflower crust escape today and get $3 off any order of $15 or more using promo code PIZZA. Order now at Donato's.com.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit coda.com/transit app to learn more.
Common Man and T-Bone are known for many things.
And while great radio ain't one of them,
shoving food down their gullets is their specialty.
Join Man and Bone for Fat Boy Food Tip.
Live at 3 or on the podcast.
Your home for fat. The Fat. The home of Big Ten championships and future first rounders. You're listening to the Buckeye Show.
Welcome back in, Buckeye Show, Friday edition. Tyvis Powell to my right. I'm Ryan Baker filling in for Timmy Hall. We will be back here together on Monday as well for some more Buckeye Show fun. Tyvis, our friends over at 11 Warriors. Broke down the Ohio State football roster for this coming season, position by position, now that the transfer portal has closed. Again, Ohio State, only 80 scholarship players, so they could add five more players to the scholarship. We went through the offense position by position in the first hour. We're going to go through the defense now. Defensive ends, Tyvus, the Buckeyes pretty much set. They've got 8 scholarship players on the defensive line. Of course, Jack Sawyer, JT Tuimolo, the starters, no questions there. Mm. You've got Mitchell Melton. It looks like he's finally going to have a healthy season as a redshirt senior this year. Caden Curry, Kenyatta Jackson, they're going to be the guys that are backups. We've seen a lot of them, especially last year, even the year before a little bit. Then you've got Josh Mickens, Edric Houston, and Dominic Kirks there. So 8 really solid guys. I would think, Tyvus, though, if I had a chance, and I don't know what's left in the transfer portal, if I had a chance to add a young guy to maybe help this group going forward, because you know you're going to lose JT and Jack. Of course, you're going to have guys in next year's recruiting class as well for this position. We know Larry Johnson always does a good job. But if I think there was a guy with maybe 2 years of eligibility, 3 years left, I might look at that to give some depth to this group moving forward.
Yeah, because you want him for the veteran presence that he will bring. I think they'll be kind of comfortable having Kenyatta Jackson and Caden Curry. We've been hearing about those guys for the past couple of years. Obviously, they're in the rotation. I just think as a whole, that D-line needs to be a little bit more productive. It's like they do everything right, but the sack part is the only thing that they don't do right.
The sack numbers are down.
Yeah, they can get to the quarterback. They can get pressure. They can win their reps. But it's for some odd reason when it comes to like getting the sack, that is not there. And that's something that they just got to do better at. And I think that would increase everything. But I think they'll be fine once JT and Jack move on, because I'm comfortable with Caden and Kenyatta. But we're hearing so much about Edric Houston. Like, he will be the guy that will be one of those big-time game changers. Hopefully, we all get to see him this season, which I'm sure he'll probably get some spin out there, probably earlier on in the season, you know, when we're going against those lower-tier teams. But I think that they'll be fine. I think Larry Johnson does a great job of grooming up guys. But this whole whole unit just needs to do better at sacks.
Yeah, and this group should be productive. We saw the game that Jack Sawyer had in the Cotton Bowl.
Yes.
And then he seemed to roll that momentum into the spring. Mm-hmm. So maybe the sack number for Jack Sawyer, it seems like everything's really clicking for him now as he heads into his senior season. Maybe we'll see that go up a little bit. Maybe they'll add to that with some of the pressure from the athletic group of linebackers that we'll talk a little bit about here in a minute.
That definitely will help, but the secondary also can help as well, being a little bit more sticky, which they were really good last year. But I think if they, like I said, if they make more plays on the ball, it'll make that quarterback, that opposing quarterback, if they know, like, these guys is ball hawks, like, it'll make them hold the ball. Like, I'd rather take the sack and throw a pick any day of the week. So if that's the case, then I think the sack numbers will go up. But that starts with the secondary, who I'm sure we'll talk about later.
You've got 8 scholarship players on the defensive tackle part as well. I'm really excited to see these D tackles this year with Ty Hamilton and Tyleek Williams. Tyleek Williams had a great year last year. Tywan Malone, Hero Canoe, we've heard a ton about this spring. Caden McDonald, Jason Moore, the redshirt freshman, it sounded like he was having a great spring. Then you got Will Smith Jr. and Eric Mensah as well there. And we talked about earlier, Derek Harmon, Michigan State guy that's still in the transfer portal, is a guy that Ohio State has been in touch with, at least maybe a guy they'll bring in here to add another piece to this defensive tackle. But the D line as a whole is really deep, and it seems like deep with really good players.
Yeah, I think that it's a solid group. Obviously, Tyleek was the big standout last year. You know, the year before it was Mike Hall. This last year, Tyleek was the one that made all of those TFLs, got in the backfield, very disruptive. You know, you always want that guy to be a pass rushing guy. And I think that first you want him to stop the run. But I think that the question now that Mike Hall is gone, will we still get that pressure from up the middle? You know, which one of these guys are going to step up and be a pass rushing defensive tackle that can win consistently, split double teams, and get straight down the middle to help JT or Jack let a sack fall in their lap type thing? So that's where I'll be interested to see. But I'm confident in Tyleek and Ty Hamilton because those two guys have been productive for many years.
The linebacker position is a position that really doesn't need to be that deep because you only play 2 in Jim Knowles' defense. but it's still pretty deep. 8 scholarship players. Cody Simon, we know, redshirt senior coming back. He's the for sure penciled in starter at that strong side. Mm-hmm. You know, they call it middle linebacker, but it's more a strong side with just the two guys. Court Williams, another redshirt senior. Then you've got CJ Hicks and Sonny Styles, the guys battling for that other starting linebacker spot. We know they're super athletic. Gabe Powers is a kid from Marysville that has been in the system 3 years now. He's a guy that really took some steps, it seems like, last year into this year. Arvell Reese is a dude that's super athletic. I loved him when I saw him play for Cleveland Glenville. Mm-hmm. I know there was some talk about moving him to defensive end. He's kind of done a little bit of both.
Arvell?
But
I wouldn't be shocked.
He's athletic enough to do that, but he's also still athletic enough to play the linebacker position. Then the two freshmen, Peyton Pierce and Garrett Stover. You've also got Joey Velasquez, who's walking on as a transfer from Michigan that was a pretty good special teams player for Michigan at least the past couple years. So plenty of depth at this linebacker spot.
Yeah, I think that the from what it was, you know, for the past couple of years with Tommy and Steele, although they were really good, they were not as athletic as these guys are. That group is much more athletic, and I think that they can be much more effective when it comes to pass rushing. I think if those guys, you send any of those guys on blitzes, I think they'll win more times than not. So I'll be interested to see if Jim Knowles does go back to an aggressive style with the linebackers and sending them on blitzes, because I think they could be productive. CJ Hicks, Sonny Styles, Arvell Reese. I remember watching Gabe Powers. Wow, I feel old. I watched him in high school a couple of years ago when we was calling games on a Friday night. So all of those guys are very athletic. I think that they can win more times than not, especially going up if a running back has to pick them up. I think that they'll win more times than not on that. So I would like to see him be more aggressive with those linebackers, sending those guys on blitz, especially on short yardage downs.
The cornerbacks, I love this. This might be my favorite position group on this whole team this year. Denzel Burke, he had a great year last year, I thought. Even got some interceptions for you. You love him taking the ball away.
Yes, I do.
He's a guy that I think will end up being a first-round pick next year. Davison Igbinosa and all these guys have talked about, he's the guy that changed the tone in the defensive backfield for everyone with his swagger. He's so physical. Jordan Hancock, so good as that nickel corner. Lorenzo Styles Jr., Jermaine Matthews Jr. was the highest-rated cornerback on this team last year when he was in the game. Mm-hmm. As far as his ability, I love that dude. He's a dog. Calvin Simpson Hunt, everybody talks about him. And then the talented freshman Aaron Scott Jr., Bryce West, and then Miles Lockhart, the kid from Arizona, who it sounds like is going to be the guy that just slides right in and replaces Jordan Hancock in that nickel slot corner next year. I love this group.
Yeah, I think that they're deep. They're going to be good for years to come. I think BIA is back. Like I say, my only issue with them is the interceptions thing. And I think that comes if Jim Knowles becomes more aggressive and does send more blitzes, and that ball comes out a little high and it might get tipped up or something like that. I think that these guys are, I think the focal point for that secondary has been interceptions, getting their hands on the ball. I mean, I've seen some drills where they're literally focused on trying to play the ball better. So hopefully we see that. I mean, if you take just off the spring game, they got 4 in the spring game. So you could tell it has been at the top of their minds that they want to get more takeaways this year. They continue to do that. This would be the best secondary that's been at Ohio State for quite some time.
Then the safeties, super talented, but this is a spot where if they add someone in the transfer portal, it will probably be at safety because they're not super deep at the safety position. And we know they went through so many injuries last year at that position and then injuries in the spring as well. You got to see some of the freshmen get in there and show their talents, but I don't know if you want freshmen out there on the field when it counts, having to rely on them. You got Lathan Ransom, Caleb Downs, Malik Hartford, and then Jaden Bonsu, Jalen McClain, and Leroy Roker. We talked about earlier, they've been in contact with 3 guys that are still in the portal from the safety position. You'd have to think Tyvus will probably add some depth here.
Yeah, I mean, because it's just because of the injury histories with Lathan. If they're healthy, they'll be fine, you know. And on top of all of that, they still got that Joker card in their hand with Sonny Styles. Mm-hmm. Worst case scenario, Sonny could go back to safety and still get things done there. But I like the safeties that they have. You know, Malik Harford coming in there last year as a freshman, getting his feet wet and still making plays. Jalen McClain had the pick six in the spring game, so it lets you know that he can play the ball really well and be that post safety. I don't know how they'll fit if they're more so in the box. I think that's when maybe if Caleb Downs did go down and they need another box safety, a physical guy, that's when you'll look to Sonny. But if it's in the post, I like Lathan, I like Malik, and I like Jalen McClain if that came down to it.
We also saw Inky Jones. He's a walk-on. He got an interception in the spring game as well. And then only two specialists, Tyvus, are on scholarship. I guess that's just the way that college football is now. Long snapper John Furlman and punter Nick McClarty, who probably isn't even going to be the starting punter, as Joe McGuire, it looks like the freshman walk-on from Australia, is probably going to be the punter this year for Ohio State. If they don't add anyone in the transfer portal, it does look like Jaden Fielden will probably get a scholarship, the place kicker. But again, with the specialists, they've got guys, Austin Snyder in there as well as a guy as a place kicker. They've got guys there. They've got depth. I don't think you're going to add anybody out of the transfer portal to their specialists.
Nah, I think they'll be fine there. The biggest one would be the kicker, and I think that they'll be fine there. We do still got the one guy that's, what is he, 6'8 or something like that?
The punter, Joe McGuire.
Yeah.
The punter, yeah.
That's... I would love to see him take them snaps and do the Tim Tebow to jump pass. I think that would work.
It's Friday, so there's a lot of Buckeye things that we missed, and a lot of Buckeye things happening this weekend. We will tell you all about it with some Buckeye bits coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show, 97.1 The Fan.
Bobby Carpenter doesn't have a mullet, but he's knee-deep in mullet energy. Morning Juice with Bobby and Beamer.
Weekdays starting at 6.
The Fan.
Hello, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletic Director at The Ohio State University. In partnership with AEP, Donatos, Huntington, Kroger, The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, and 10TV, Ohio State Athletics strives to inspire the community to make a positive impact on children and families in the great state of Ohio through our Buckeyes Care Initiative. Show and share your support in the community by using the hashtag Buckeyes Care.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The show that knows how to throw a big, giant Buckeye party. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
And there's no party better than a party on a Friday night as you wrap up the week. Ryan Baker in for Timmy Hall. Tyvus Powell to my right. Bodie Wells on the other side of the glass running things. It is the Buckeye Show here on 97.1 The Fan. A lot of things have been happening in the world of Buckeyes this week. There's a lot of things happening going on with the Buckeyes this weekend and even right now as well. The Ohio State baseball team, this is kind of hard to believe, Tyvus, they are playing at Illinois for the first time since 2018, starting tonight and through this weekend. Of course, all three games can be heard over on ESPN Columbus 1460 AM and 97.1 The Fan HD2. The Ohio State baseball team taking a little bit of strides. They had a tough year last year in Bill Mosiello's first year as the head coach coming up from TCU. They're 22-20 right now on the year. They are 7-8 in the Big Ten Conference so far. Right now over in Champaign, it's the bottom of the third. The Buckeyes and the Illini tied at 0.
Why is it their first time playing there?
I'm guessing COVID had something to do with that, and I think they don't do home and homes schedules in the Big Ten with every team. Sometimes they'll just go to, so maybe they just came here. I don't know how that all goes.
It's been 6 years.
2018.
That's ridiculous. Hopefully they win it, though. That'd be nice to pull a gold arrow for the first time in 6 years and get a dub. That's what you want.
And get that conference record. It'd be nice to get that conference record over 500 as you're sitting there at 7-8 right now. It's rivalry weekend, Tyvus, for the Ohio State softball team. They are up in Ann Arbor right now in this weekend, taking on Michigan. Right now in the top of the fifth, the Buckeyes trail the Wolverines 5-4. The softball team having a pretty good year. They're 29-18 with a 10-10 Big Ten record.
Well, I know that they're trying to, you know, make it to the postseason, so they need to do a really good job of winning out, and I think they might need some help from other teams in the Big Tens, making them lose games and stuff like that. Cause I love to see them got those girls go to the postseason. They've been really a sight to see for the past couple of years. I got to know a couple of them through NIL deals and stuff like that, and I know that they're really trying their hardest to go to their postseason this year.
Yeah, and they've got some talented players on this team with Emily Ruck, mm-hmm. who you know. She's pitched a couple no-hitters the past couple years. Allison Smith, I remember watching her, a Warren champion. Mm-hmm. She not only was a great pitcher, she was a heck of a left-handed hitting first baseman as well. Cammy Quartercracks from here locally mm-hmm. in Columbus over at Hartley.
Yep.
She's a heck of a shortstop. And Mackenzie Bump from, I believe, Mount Gilead area. She's a great third baseman as well. So a talented Ohio State softball team. The Ohio State men's tennis team, Tyvus, they are the number one overall seed in the NCAA tournament. They beat Cleveland State today in the opening round 4-0. So they will play Oklahoma State tomorrow at 4. Oklahoma State beat Vanderbilt 4-1. This tennis team, man, they've been really good. We talked about them. They won their 16th Big Ten championship last weekend. They're 15th since 2000 when Ty Tucker took over. He's got this Buckeye tennis team humming. They're hoping to get that first national championship this year as the number one overall seed.
That's interesting. I would love, it's always nice going somewhere knowing that like you're going to dominate your conference mm-hmm. and you're going to win like that. Being held to such a high standard. Oh, okay, what's that? Wait, was we winning 6-5?
Yeah, Ohio State just got two runs on the board in the softball game, so they are up 6-5 now. A two-run home run for Ohio State there in the top of the fifth.
And back to tennis. And they better win it. Robert Cash made me look bad on Tyvus tries, so if he can make me look bad, then he can beat anybody.
Emily Ruck made you look bad, right?
I'm just saying. That one is skewed because weather conditions.
I'd like to get her story on
She'll tell you it was cold for sure.
Former Buckeye turned Minnesota Timberwolf now, Mike Conley. He was named the NBA's Twyman Stokes Teammate of the Year. Conley receives the honor that recognizes the player deemed the best teammate based on selfless play, on and off the court leadership as a mentor and role model to other NBA players, and commitment and dedication to the team. Mike Conley, man, who would have guessed he came in, you know, riding shotgun with Greg Oden, yeah. that Thad Five back in the 2006-2007 basketball season.
The glory He's days.
In his 17th NBA year. He's That's made almost wow. $300 million.
Wow. Who is he, LeBron James?
That's pretty crazy, man.
That's wild that he's still going. And his team's doing really well. I mean, they might come out the West.
The Suns.
Yeah, they might come out the West as good as they playing. It'd be nice to see him, you know, get a ring. I don't think he's gotten a championship ring.
No, he has not. Season, and you know what? I would like to see the Cavs do well. I don't have an NBA team, but I'm rooting for the Timberwolves because I want Mike Conley to get that
ring.
He's
a good dude, man. He's such a good dude. He deserves to at least make it to the finals. I don't even think he's actually even appeared in the finals because he was with Memphis
and was Utah.
Yeah. Yep. So yeah, this could be the year for them, and I hope they do. They match up really well with a lot of teams.
Three former Ohio State women's basketball players have new homes as of this week. Emma Shumate has announced she's going to Michigan State. Diana Collins is going to go to Alabama. And then Ricky Harris is off to Dayton. And, you know, all of those, you wish them well. They were part of a couple good Ohio State women's teams here. But especially Ricky Harris. She was kind of a Swiss Army knife for Kevin McGuff.
Yeah.
The past couple years, you know, graduated all 4 years here, really you know, bided her time and never got the most playing time that she might have liked to. You know, hopefully she goes to Dayton and really has a solid year, gets a lot of playing time and helps the Flyers, because she was a good soldier for this Ohio State women's basketball.
I think that learning under Coach McGuff has made her a better player, and I think that she'll go to Dayton and she'll dominate. You know, she's finally getting her opportunity to be, you know, a star and a key piece. And I think that when you get that moment, you know, especially when you prepare, you work and you grind, I think when you finally get that moment, you have to let your light shine. And I think she'll do that. Same with Emma. When she goes to Michigan State, I thought, you know, it was a couple of games where she came off the bench and she was a really good shooter. Like I say, shooting is a premium. If you got a good shooter, you want to hold on to him. So I'm pretty sure, you know, she'll get her opportunity at Michigan State and she'll be a really good shooter.
I feel like Ohio State, or a lot of times when we talk about NIL and what it's doing in the college sports and everything that's changing, a lot of it comes across in a negative way, I think, especially from some of us who don't like change all the time. But this was pretty cool this week. Jeremiah Smith and his 2911 Foundation presented a $5,000 check to Chaminade Madonna College Preparatory, his high school. It was Jeremiah's way of giving back to his old school. And that was, you know, pretty cool. A good story coming out of NIL. Jeremiah Smith, I don't think he's going to be hurting as he plays his college ball here at Ohio State at all. And it's cool to see him to be able to give back to the place where he came from.
Yeah, I mean, that's, it lets you know that he you know, doesn't big time people. He gives thanks to the people that helped him along his journey, and he's probably a big inspiration for kids that's there now. You know, I don't know what his high school success rate is of kids going to college and making it to the pros, but it's nice. It's always nice to see somebody that you just played with, or he just left, and you just watched him in the weight room, or you just practiced with this guy, and you see how well he's doing in college already. It's nice to see him giving back and inspiring those kids to let them know, like, hey, I did it, you can do it too, type thing. So that's nice. That's a big kudos to Jeremiah Smith.
And then, unfortunately, Tyvus, we're going to end on one that's a little bit of sad. Today would have been Dwayne Haskins' 27th birthday. Of course, he passed back on April 9th, 2022, at the age of 24. Maybe the best quarterback season ever here at Ohio State from Dwayne Haskins. And unfortunately, early on in his career, it didn't work out with two different teams. And we're never going to get to know if it could have, because unfortunately his life was taken, you know, it ended tragically too soon.
Yeah, it was. To think that he was that young, and he was very talented. I mean, yeah, his season at Ohio State was 50 touchdowns, I think he threw. So it's unfortunate that he just died so young. And I liked where he was headed, and I liked to hear the stories about him getting back right. And it was just a shame that we really didn't get a chance to see it, and I'm bummed about that.
The social media world is always talking about the Buckeyes. We'll wrap up the week with some hashtag Buckeyes next. It's the Buckeye Show, 97.1 The Fan.
We have so many local shows, I can't fit them in a 10-second promo. So let's just say we're live and local all damn day. The Fan.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care. Better value. Better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Extreme Limo is proud to be Central Ohio's first choice for luxury transportation. Serving our community since 2006, Extreme Limo has a full range of luxury cars, limos, and party buses for every occasion. And now offering you the new officially licensed Ohio State bus. You can travel in scarlet and gray style to your next game, wedding, or special event. Celebrate life and stretch the limit. Call Extreme Limo at 614-483-3300 to book today. Or visit extremelimo.com. That's XTREMELimo.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Are you hangry for Buckeye baseball? Matt Andrews brings you every Big Ten game on our family of fan networks. 1460 AM, The Fan's HD2, and The Fan app. Your home for Ohio State athletics, The Fan. Ohio sports destination.
Social media can be a cesspool. Allow us to navigate the waters. Hashtag Buckeyes.
Sponsored by The Waterworks. Trust the pros at The Waterworks for all your plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling needs. Visit thewaterworks.com today to get started.
You know, as you scour the social media world today and you look for stuff about the Buckeyes, it is a lot of basketball with the news that Sean Stewart was going to play at least next year in the scarlet and gray. But Tyvus, I was able to find one that I thought was a pretty good one for the football team. This one coming from Chad Stryker. He is quote tweeting a tweet from Bo Jackson. And the tweet says, priority running back target for hashtag Buckeyes narrows down his official visit schedule. Absolute stud of a running back in the class of 2025. And of course, that is Bo Jackson, the going to be playing his senior year this year for Cleveland, Villa Angela, St. Joseph. He's the number 4 ranked player in the state, according to 24/7 Sports, the number 77 player nationally. He is the 3rd ranked running back nationally in this 2025 class. So especially with the news that Marquise Davis was going to be going to Kentucky this week, who's the 2nd ranked running back in this class in the state of Ohio, be a good news for Ohio State if they could get him. His visits are going to be to Alabama, Georgia, I believe, and Ohio State.
Oh,
so,
the 3 big ones.
Yeah, so let's go Bo Jackson.
I like that. Bo Jackson. You think his parents named him after the Bo Jackson?
I mean, it has to be, right? I don't think that's coincidence, is it?
And he plays running back. Does he wear number 34 by chance?
No, he does not. I can't remember.
He had to draw the opportunity.
He had to draw the line somewhere.
I think he wears number 2 or 15, possibly, if I remember correctly.
Did Bo wear that in college?
No, I think Bo was always 34.
Okay. Well, on my hashtag, we got a little Buckeye on Buckeye crime tonight.
Uh-oh, here we go.
WNBA preseason basketball tonight. Indiana Fever take on the Dallas Wings. Not Caitlin Clark. She's Iowa.
She'll be in the game.
Will be in the game. Kelsey Mitchell versus J.C. Sheldon tonight, 8 o'clock.
J.C. Sheldon and Caitlin Clark's WNBA debuts against each other. How about that?
I wonder how that will go. Kelsey seems like the type of girl that would know that J.C. is a Buckeye, and if they check each other, she would just go right at her.
Yeah, I would think so.
I think that, yeah. Don't you got to walk them to the league?
Will they put JC on Caitlin Clark like we've seen quite a few times the past couple of years?
Yeah. But at some point, it's going to be a switch. Like, yeah.
Did you see McAfee wearing the Caitlin Clark Fever jersey on the McAfee show today?
They sold out for months, aren't they?
He got one. He was wearing it today.
That's funny.
I wonder if he'll be at the game.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, he's close by.
Yeah,
so.
Indianapolis. I mean, where do they play?
Where the Pacers play. What is it, the Conseco Fieldhouse? That's what it used to be. I don't know.
He'll be there then. Why wouldn't he be? Yeah, everybody, so. everybody, everybody that's in Indiana is going to be there.
Caitlin Clark mania still ruling the world.
And I don't even, she probably going to play like 10 minutes.
Tyvus, I was going to ask you here in the final minutes of the show, if you had any big plans for the weekend, what you were doing, but I already know what you're going to be doing. You're going to be here tomorrow from 12 to from noon to 3 for Fan Sports Saturday, and then you're going to be here on Sunday
from 11 to 2
for Fan Sports Sunday. So I'll be here.
I'll be here Monday from 6 to 8 with you.
That'll be us again.
And then I'll be here Tuesday, 6 to 8 again.
That will not be with me. That will be with Tito. You'll be with Tito on Sunday. And Tuesday, you'll be with Reese tomorrow. I am not here with you guys tomorrow. Mm. I will be with you and Tito, though, on Sunday. Off, huh? I just show up when they tell me to. And if they tell me not to, I don't ask why.
What about you, Bo? Are you taking the day off tomorrow?
No, I'll be here Tito Green.
What about Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday's the day of the Lord. I don't work on Sundays, Tyvus.
Notre Dame doesn't play on Sunday, Tyvus.
I used to. Not anymore.
I hear you.
Just some updates here for you. Bottom of the fourth now over in Champaign. Ohio State and Illinois still tied, but it's 1-1 now. Both teams have put a run on the board. And Ohio State and Michigan playing in softball up in Ann Arbor tonight. OSU, last we told you they'd hit that 2-run home run. Sam Hackenbracht had done that. It was 6-4. It is now 6-5 in the bottom of the fifth. So let's go, Buckeye baseball team. Let's go, Buckeye softball team.
Let's go Cavs and let's go Guards.
Cavs 38-34. They are down right now. Guardians 0-0 in the top of the third. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in tonight and spending part of your Friday with us. Have a great weekend. This has been the Buckeye Show, 97.1 The Fan.
We've been your Jackets flagship station since day one. All the goals, all the action, all the memories. Your home for the Columbus Blue Jackets, The Fan, Ohio sports destined.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, in many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO, coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Fair banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.